I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 966, Nostalgia, Shame, or Grace. On a scale of 1 to 10, how nostalgic are you? I think I'm way up there. I mean, I love time songs, I visit places from my youth, I reminisce. I still have a monkey, my stuffed animal from over 60 years ago. All right, another scale. On a scale between 1 and 10, how much shame enters your life? And then think about one more. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much grace do you allow yourself to experience? And what does that mean for your future? That's a lot to chew on in 5 minutes, so let's get to it. Nostalgia, shame, or grace? This podcast is called The Two Greatest because Jesus said of all the commandments, the two greatest are loving God and then putting that love to practice in how we love others. I'm reading a very dense, slow-going book by James K.A. Smith. It's titled, How to Inhabit Time. In the chapter I just finished, he deals with these kind of topics. Let's see if I can put the cookies on the bottom shelf for us. You know, most of us deal with the desire to go back to the good old days that probably weren't as good old days as we thought they were. But as the saying goes, you can't go home again. And in a real sense, I think that's true. Smith puts it like this. The way you arrive is not the way you left, and the home you left is not the home to which you return. He's right. Life moves on. Nostalgia is good for remembering as long as we don't overplay it, romanticize it, remember it in ways that are not true and can block the joy of living today. And then there's the shame part. Smith writes, shame is a nefarious enemy of grace that thrives on the backward glance. Shame keeps craning our necks to look at the past with downcast eyes as a life of regret. Grace lives off the truth of God's wonder-working mercy. My past, my story, is taken up into God and into God's story. God is writing a new chapter of my life, not starting a new book after throwing out the first draft of my prior existence. God's sanctifying presence in my life doesn't erase what's gone before. Indeed, what God has prepared for me depends on what has gone before me. My personal history isn't something to regret. It's something God can deploy in ways I could have never imagined. And then he wrote this, grace doesn't justify evil. Grace overcomes it. Think about Romans 8, verses 35 to 37. In all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor heights, nor depths, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Here's the great question. Where do you live most of the time? Do you spend most of your time in the nostalgia of the past, the shame of the past, or the grace of the present and future that overcomes it all? Let's pray this prayer from crosswalk.com. Lord, thank you for your abundant, abounding grace. Thank you that we don't have to earn a drop of the mighty river of grace that flows freely for us today. Thank you for the unexpected, unmerited favor you've showered on my life. Help me to put myself in the path of your love and grace. Help me not to neglect the disciplines that I need to meet with you regularly and to drink from the water of life. Thank you for your rich love. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 967. In the meantime, I want to illustrate tomorrow with a story of nature, but today I want you to pay attention to where your mind and heart are really living. Again, James K.A. Smith put it like this. Shame, what I'm calling nostalgia in the negative, keeps looking back, but in a way that paralyzes, crushes, disheartens. If nostalgia can romanticize the past as bliss, shame can't imagine a future for our past. So as you look at your life right now, your thoughts go everywhere. We're constantly thinking not necessarily about where we are in the present, but we're constantly comparing the present to all of our past history, or we're worried about what might come in the future. So as you think about your life, where do you camp out most? In nostalgia, in shame, or grace?